All right, welcome back to Blue by 90. I'm Justin, joined by Jack and Kaylin. As always, we're on the Mazin Brew Podcast and YouTube Network here. How you guys doing? Mental health check. How's everybody doing over here? It's supposed to be sunny, but it's actually only 25 degrees. That, like, messed me up a little bit. Are you guys doing okay?
Positive vibes only, man. Doing great. Took the dog on a walk with the wife, and it was a little chilly, but sun was out. You know, I had my beanie on, had a coat on, and it was great. I'm feeling good. We got the, men's hockey, did they win yet? Or are they in, like, the third period now?
They're, like, up 17-0 in the third period.
Fucking incredible. Football score.
Not really, but they're up 4. I think it's still 4-0, yeah.
Perfect. They're about to head to what, the Frozen Four?
Frozen Four.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then we got the women in the Elite Eight for the first time ever. I mean, I'm good, man. I feel good. I don't think we've been, have we recorded since the men lost?
No, I don't think we have. So we'll have to touch on that. There's been, like, I mean, it is like there have been a ton of sports that have been going on just for Michigan, let alone, like, obviously March Madness is still going on and hockey and all that stuff. Kaylin, you doing all right?
Hanging in there, man. As a Michigan fan, honestly, it's a pretty good weekend, all things considered, right? Women's hockey's just destroying them right now. I wish it was a little bit warmer outside. I'm going to be honest, right?
Yeah.
Spring game coming up next weekend. I'm like, I want to be out with my Hawaiian shirt on, but doesn't quite sound like it quite yet.
If you've got a Hawaiian parka, you might be wearing that. But
there you go.
Yeah, we might have to make some hoodies or something like that.
Hawaiian hoodies. That's a good move.
That'd be fire. That was all over print on Printful.
Our girl Linda back in the day asked for those. I know. I think, and we couldn't figure
out. Shout out Linda. We miss you.
Where's Linda been? I think she just tweets at Michael Spath now all the time. So
she's off the row bandwagon.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I think it was because I told people to sit down or to not sit down at a game one time, and she was like mad about that. So sorry, Linda. No, things are all, I mean, net positive for Michigan this weekend, I'd say. It's tough because I think a lot of people out there put more weight into the basketball team than some of these other sports, but still, I think net positive, which is cool. We can talk about the men's basketball team in a minute here, but I want to talk about the women first and foremost. First Elite Eight in program history, KBA gets them there. Just what a turnaround from where this program was. I mean, I bet you half the people that are listening, and honestly myself included, really didn't know what was going on with the women's basketball program prior to KBA, 6 or 7 years ago now. And now it's like, oh, Sweet 16, no big deal. We're on to the Elite Eight, and now, you know, they have a chance to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'm like, I don't really know what Michigan women's basketball was like 6 or 7 years ago, so I'm assuming they weren't very relevant, and now they are. So KBA just crushing it over there.
She's got them firing, man. She's got it firing on all cylinders now. So I love where they're at, and I'm you know, kind of hyped to see where they go here.
Yeah. So I did look it up. They had like 2 or 3 win, like NCAA tournament wins in program history before KBA got here. She took them to the tournament in their first year. Then they had I'm sure there was some turnover in the roster and stuff like that. They had a couple years where they were in the NIT. Then they won the NIT. And then since then, they've been in the tournament every year and winning multiple games. So pretty cool for what they've been able to do. But yeah, KBA has been here since 2013. And how they finished in each of those years is NCAA second round, NIT third round, semifinals, NIT champions. Then, and since then, since 2017-18, NCAA second round, NCAA second round, canceled, Sweet 16, Elite Eight. That's pretty fucking good.
Trending in the right direction, man.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's in a sport that is really hard for a lower a program that hasn't seen success to, like, break into it. You know, there's less parity in women's college basketball than there is in football. these days. Like, there's the top five programs in the country that just dominate year in and year out, and there's really a huge drop off. So for them to like make that jump and keep climbing and get into that top tier level is pretty cool too.
Yeah, because what is it like? South Carolina, Tennessee, Baylor,
UConn,
obviously. Yeah, they took Stanford, a little bit of a break there.
Yeah. But like outside
he's
of
making
those,
waves.
Yeah, outside of those like five or six or whatever, it's like it's blowouts even in like the Elite Eight games for the most part. So
right.
I mean, big for it was big for us to have Baylor get knocked out. We'll take it. But that South Dakota team was no joke either.
Dude, they could play a little bit. I only was able to see the first half, or I guess able to see the first half and then a little bit at the end. But how about our girl LP, Layla Thalia?
Too good.
Dude, she's a monster. Did she have 20? She had to have had 20.
I think she had in the 20s, yeah.
I mean, she's just a beast, dude. I can't wait to see what she continues to do and what she ends up doing next year with Maddie, Nylon, Nolan coming back. And a couple other players that are still going to be around. I mean, KBA's got him in a good spot.
Yeah, Layla with 14 points, 2 for 3 from behind the stripe there. So,
I mean, she only had 14.
Yeah,
it felt like she had 25.
She must have only scored.
It was a really low scoring game.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. What we were watching, and it was like maybe. I don't know.
I mean, she had 10 in the first half, I swear.
Right. I swear it was like 10 minutes into the game, and it was like 3-2.
Yeah, it really was. Like, it was very low scoring. It was a lot of defense because, honestly, like, sometimes those in some of these games, it's like, all right, nobody can score. But it was actually good D that both teams were playing. And the thing that I loved about what Michigan was able to do was that South Dakota brought the whole city. I think the whole state was there for South Dakota, it seemed like. Obviously, I don't think we said it was like a 5 or 6 hour drive to Wichita for them. So it felt like a home game for South Dakota. And they went on a couple runs and the crowd was going and we were able to fight through that. So that was huge for those girls to do that in that big moment too.
Yeah. Big time players play but big time games playing big something. There's a
yeah.
Totally. Stick to positive vibes only.
Yeah, yeah you, fool me you once, cannot. Shame on you. Fool me twice, can't be fooled again, right?
No, that's J. Cole.
That's George Bush, but also J. Cole.
I know. It's George W. You cannot well, really.
You know, I just told you.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for that fun fact.
You're welcome.
You can't really handle more than like one saying though. So I definitely agree. Stick with positive vibes only. Three words, make it easy. You know.
Well, they got me they got the rights to me. Like I can only say that slogan. All the other ones I have to butcher. It's in my contract.
Oh, it's in your contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting contract.
Yeah. I was unaware of some of these contracts that we were signing. Kalen, have you signed these?
I cannot confirm.
They didn't want to offer it to either of you guys. You're not positive vibes only enough.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you're going to sign the negative vibes only one.
I'm on negative vibes only.
They're actually sending you a name tag that says Nancy on it. it's in my contract, but I need to make sure that you wear it from here on out. So we got to figure that out.
I couldn't even imagine negative vibes only.
Listen to Row Talk.
By the way, I from the last episode, I put that poll on Twitter and it was 70% that I was positive vibes, 30% of people said I was negative vibes.
I demand a recount there.
No. I put it out there for the people.
Yeah, that was a people. Florida ballot.
Yeah,
I don't trust
a couple
it.
Hanging chads there. I don't know, George W.
Oh my God. Corruption.
All right, let's get back on track here. What are we talking about?
All right, let's talk about the men's team. Let's talk about the men's team. It turns out this is very wild. The team that did very frustrating things all year did frustrating things in their final game. That's, you know, it was kind of mind blowing to see that, but that's how I described it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not very positive vibes only of you, but it's accurate. I'm trying to look up the box score right now because I was just so upset after that game, but I can't remember who played well, who struggled a little bit. I feel like Musa had like 35 turnovers, but apparently he only had two.
It felt like they were both right at the beginning of the game, and it was like he looked like that deer on ice that was like that couldn't figure out how to stand up. That's how Musa looked in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, so he struggled a little bit. Eli hit some big shots. I thought he played really well. I wish we would have saw a little bit more T Will in the game over Brandon Johns, but you know, it is what it is.
I am going to be negative vibes only about this game. I'm just prefacing that. Okay. First of all, Eli, I love Eli, and he played well during stints, but he also, I think, went like 6 of 14 or something like that. If that, it was 14. Some 5 for 14. Damn. And so
I saw that 3 of 5 and like from three.
Yeah. And those are both kind of late, but he did not have a great game. He did not have a great game. And unfortunately they were open shots that he was missing too. It was still mid ranges, but was tough.
Yeah. 5 of 14, then Hunter going 6 of 16.
Yeah. Like you're just not going to be efficient. You're not going to win a basketball game that way.
Yeah. They shot 34%. Overall and 33.
That's so bad.
Yeah, not great. So 50% of the free throws they hit.
Yeah.
You're not going to win a game like that. I'm shocked we only lost by 8.
That's what's so frustrating, though, because it was like the most winnable game of all time. It's like, how are we still in this? We're playing the worst basketball I've ever seen in my life. And then, like, they go out. Villanova played Houston today and beat the shit out of them. And Houston shot like 1 of 14 from three. So to me, I'm like, that could have been us if we didn't make a few layups.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if it's just in my head now, but I feel like when they put up the NCAA tournament balls, Ant Wright was like, oh man, look at those balls. It looks like they're going to be a bunch of missed layups. I don't know if it was the texture on them or what it was, but I feel like there's been so many fucking missed layups in this tournament. And I feel like he's either in my head or it's like true.
I think it's probably a little bit of both, but I do agree that like how is there not just a normal ball that everyone uses all year long instead of using like Michigan's home or whoever's the home team, they use that ball and then they go to these fucking gym class like rubber orange balls for the NCAA tournament and change everything when it all matters the most.
Oh, that is true. Oh man, I mean, I get it. I like it during the season when it's like home away, so there's like home, you know, home team advantage. But then just to use like a stranger ball at the fucking tournament, like why wouldn't they just keep the same thing? Like the higher seed gets to use their ball.
Something like that, or like, you know? I don't know. It's super better than weird. These,
yeah, Dunham's on sale ball to go get.
That's what it felt like. Then, you know, definitely Brandon Johns. I don't know what, when he gets the ball on offense, I'm just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I think he played pretty good D actually, but he's an absolute liability on the offensive end. And so my question is, what does Brandon Johns do that T Will doesn't at this point?
Got to be defense, I'd assume. Because T Will's definitely the better offensive player. I don't think there's any question about that.
Does it seem like Johns was being slowly pushed aside for T Will kind of all throughout the last stretch of the year, though?
It did seem like that game they fucking played Johns like more than minutes. Ever. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, 17
minutes is insane for Brandon Johns. I am sorry.
I feel like that's got to be a season high.
Yes, definitely.
In the one game that like we need points, Like, all we're trying to do in the second half is score, like, once out of five times down the floor. And Brandon Johns is playing down the stretch. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like Brandon Johns. I think he'll be super talented, or he's got the potential to be super, super talented and a solid NBA player just based off his size, his athletic,
bro.
Hey, dude, you never know. You never know. He's not going to get drafted. He's not going to get picked up, but, like, you know, maybe he'll play overseas, get some confidence, come back and, you know, be an off the bench guy. I have high hopes for Brandon Johns, baby. Positive vibes only.
That is the most reaching positive take I've ever heard in my entire
life. I don't know, man. It's all between the ears, right? He's got the athleticism. If he can get this figured out.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I really
he was
do.
He was a high recruit coming in. Like, everybody expected him to do great things.
You know, what I've seen hasn't proven that quite yet. So.
I agree. But I'm saying, I think if he can regain his confidence playing, you know, somewhere else and then come back and have it figured out, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know, man. It's been 4 years with two different coaches, so I'm not going to count on that. I'm not holding my breath till that happens.
Oh, no.
So, I was frustrated with that, but it was – I mean, just the main frustration was there was a literal lid on the rim. It was like, what is going on? How are we not putting these puppies in? And it ended up, I think I'd have to go back and look at the stat – hold on, let me pull it up real quick.
I was gonna say that was like St. Peter's today. Like, there was just balls going in and out.
Yeah.
That like made no sense.
I mean, sometimes there's just that's just how the game is, right? Like, you couldn't buy a bucket, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be.
So
you need to put a magnet in that rim.
Michigan went 12 of 29 on dunks and layups.
That's insane. Like, that's just fucking insane. I blame the ball.
Yeah.
and 7 of 14 at the free throw line. So, and you lose that's by bad. 8. So, there's 7 free points right there. Let's say they shoot 80% and you're at what? Probably 12 of 14, 11 of 14, something like that. Mm. And so, let's say there's 3 or 4 points right there and then 2 layups. 2 of 17 layups and dunks needed to go back in, and a couple more free throws, and it's a tie ball game.
Yeah. That's frustrating.
So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is then. When I agree with you, Kalen, sometimes it just happens like that, and you're like, what do you do? What do you go to? Because obviously – Hunter's game wasn't really working. You know, he ended up with 15 and 15, which is, you know,
fucking
it's insane. Crazy that he has 15 and 15. And I'm like, he didn't have that good of a game. but when you go 6 for 16 from the floor, then you're expecting a guy to, you know, score 22, 23.
Yeah.
So, I think we also have to go back, unfortunately, and point at Caleb Houston, too.
Not his best game.
1 for 5 from 3. After scoring the first 5 points, he literally didn't score again.
Yeah. Poor guy.
That's a guy where I'm like, you know, obviously the talent's there. He just needs to get something together. And I think next year could be that time. So
yeah.
I think that's a guy, Jack, take your positive vibes and really push it on him because he could really turn it on.
Well, yeah, again, another guy that's super talented that came in, you know, 5-star guy. I think he was like top 10 or 15 recruit coming in. And he's shown flashes of him playing really well and being lights out shooter and being a little more aggressive around the boards. I think next year he'll have a big year because I think it was what, Franz's first year? I was like, yeah, he's good. But like, I mean, his jump from freshman to sophomore year was fucking insane.
I agree with that. So I guess that takes me to my next point. The way that I'm going to feel about this year depends a lot on who goes and who comes back, who leaves for the NBA and who stays.
I think it's only going to be Hunter. I don't think Musa or Caleb will leave. They might test the waters like Hunter did and get like feedback and then come back. That's what I'd expect them to do. But I don't see them actually going.
Yeah. I don't see Musa going for sure. And who else would even?
Caleb Houston.
Yeah, that's a no. So I think it's just Hunter, to be honest.
If I was just going by what I was watching with my two eyes, with my knowledge, I would 100% agree with you. But
you have a lot of knowledge. You got a big old head.
I do have a big head. But Musa's been on NBA mock drafts. That's what it is. He's been on the mock drafts. So I bet you, I could see them going. And you know, Caleb too, because there's an argument that you will develop better as a G League player making, you know, 50 or 100K or something like that when you're only focused on basketball. There's an argument for that.
Yeah, I agree. Where did they have Musa going in the mock draft?
It was late second round, so yeah, he was barely in there. But
yeah, I mean, you're missing a huge payday if he can, you know, improve at Michigan, maybe some NIL money, and then, you know, become a first-round pick. I mean, that's a huge difference in signing bonus, I'd assume. I don't really know how the contracts work in the NBA, but I know for football and baseball, that's, you know,
that's a great,
it's kind of how it works.
Like, what's the benefit to going to the G League if you have maybe some good NIL deals in college?
Well, I think that's definitely changed the game. And that was – the G League was kind of I think it was a big reason why they pushed to have NIL, because
yeah, I agree.
All of a sudden, these guys out of high school were getting million-dollar G League deals, and the NCAA is like, hold up. We want these guys in our organization. Let's try and get them paid. Mm-hmm. So I do think that that helps to keep guys in school. But I think that the G League also in itself has expanded so that there are like, there are G League teams that are like a minor league of the teams. There's also G League developmental teams. That's what like these guys can go on to. And because Caleb Houston's still like 19, he can go on to this one of these developmental leagues, which is like for the guys right out of high school, you know, spend your entire year and all your time working on basketball, get paid for it, and then, you know, move on. And then you can actually get drafted out of the G League development.
So how much do they pay them in that league, though?
Depends on the guy. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but some of those dudes, some of the big names out of high school were getting $1 million like developmental deals.
For the developmental league or like the G League? G League.
They play for like the Ignite, which is the developmental league.
Okay.
All I'm saying, I think that both Musa and Caleb Houston could very much benefit from one more year in school. But I'm just saying, don't be surprised if you see them. You know, I think they're definitely going to test the waters, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't come back at all.
I think they test the waters, and I think they come back. I feel pretty confident about that.
Like, I just think of, like, Hunter, right? Like, last year, I thought he played really well, and he went and tested the waters and came back. So I'm like, okay, the bar must be really high then.
I can see that. I can see that argument too. So I think back to my original point to end this though, is if both those guys come back, then I think Michigan reloads to an extent. And then I'm like, okay with how this year went. And like, all right, now I'm looking for forward to next year. If they leave, or even one of Caleb and Musa leaves, I'm going to be like, damn, that's all we got out of those two.
And I think it's fair to be.
This year is not like a rebuilding year. It's like a disappointment.
I agree with the first thing you said, like, dang, that's all we got out of them kind of thing. I think I'd be a little disappointed just with that. But, I mean, again, dude, Michigan's been recruiting really, really well. So I'm curious to see what these other guys can look like.
Yeah, I think that's a good take, right? Like, if they leave, then I would be kind of disappointed in what could have been done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that's. I'm just saying, because I think that if it was like, oh, these two guys were just kind of like just getting into it, they're gonna make that next step. that means Michigan next year is going to be very good. But if they leave, then that means Michigan's going to be what they were this year or possibly worse without Hunter Dickinson, right? So
that it could always that be better. Be it could always be better. You don't know.
I would if all three.
I mean,
of
look
those,
at the freshmen we got coming in. Look at the guys that were freshmen this year that are going to be sophomores. I mean, it'll be a really young team, but I think they'd still be fucking talented. Wait, you got Jed Howard and
Terrace Reed.
Terrace Reed, some Glenn, something Glenn. Greg Glenn. I think all these guys are like forwards or centers. I think Terrace Reed's a center. So you got some height coming in. You already got some athleticism with the young guys.
And even like a junior, you know, he'll be a junior T. Will and a junior Jace Howard even, honestly.
Yeah. So you got that leadership that sticks around. And I'd be excited either way, man.
You got me on a little bit of a positive vibes train there. It wasn't much. It was for a good 3-4 seconds. But
a little nudge. A little nudge.
That was good for your contract. That was good for your contract there.
Slowly but surely, you'll get a tattoo later this year.
if we beat Ohio State again and win the Big Ten, I'll get a positive vibes only tattoo.
Will you get it on your lip like this?
Yeah.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
I'll clip that. Save it.
Clip that for me.
I'll get it with you.
26 minutes, 30 seconds. Clip that.
Positive vibes only lip tattoo.
If you're listening out there, also send that to us on Twitter and please hold me to it.
You know what? Are we done with basketball now?
Yeah, we can move on to hockey.
Well, I was going to move on to land hockey. I watched lacrosse for the first time in my life when the women's team was playing Northwestern.
Yeah.
Dude, lacrosse is kind of fun to watch. Like it's like nonstop.
It's super fast.
And they score. So it's not like soccer where it's like kind of boring.
Yeah, they'll have games that are like 15-14.
Yeah, like it's pretty high scoring. So it's pretty exciting, fun to watch. I want to get out and watch a game. And it's pretty physical. I didn't realize how physical it was. I mean, girls are just fucking hitting each other with their sticks and like cross-checking each other and stuff. I'm like, damn.
They got pads and gloves on and everything. So
no, not the women.
Oh, the women, the women?
So the women aren't – this is the dumbest rule in all of sports, I think. Men are allowed to check each other. It's like hockey where you can basically hit somebody as hard as you can. The women, you literally aren't allowed to, like, touch anybody.
I don't know. So, it's still pretty physical out there.
Well, it's physical with the sticks and they bump, but, like, you can't, like, launch yourself into somebody.
So I was going to put that up on Twitter and see what the difference was between men's and women's lacrosse and why they had so much less protective gear on them. But that makes sense now. Now it makes me want to watch men's lacrosse.
Because I know men's lacrosse, they have the like half like shoulder pads and stuff, and they wear gloves.
Yeah, I mean, they have fucking full helmet.
Full helmet. Yeah, those guys don't play.
The girls just wear goggles.
Right.
I don't know, like.
I'd be wearing a fucking full helmet.
Seems sexist of the NCAA. I don't want to call out Mark Emmert, but here it is.
Hey, take it. I see your side. I see your point. So that was fun. I'm a lacrosse fan now.
And what was the result of that game?
They lost, man. They were tied early in the second half. And then Northwestern kind of just pulled away after that. But what I did learn is Northwestern is a field hockey powerhouse. And their current coach for Michigan played at Northwestern and won 4 straight natties when she was there.
4 straight natties. Holy shit.
So she's like a badass. And apparently she's like turning the Michigan lacrosse program around. So
both men's and women. So seriously, so they have not been around for that long. Like team one for Michigan men's lacrosse was probably 5-6 years ago.
That really? First,
yeah. Yeah.
I knew lacrosse would be like fairly new, but I thought they'd have at least a decade under their belt.
No, I'm pretty sure it's pretty recent and they've turned it around like really quickly in the program history. So same for women. Women were not great. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
So
I'm a lacrosse fan. Dude, now spring is exciting. We got softball, we got baseball, we got lacrosse now. Soccer. Do we have soccer as well? Is that a spring or fall sport or both, maybe?
fall, I thought. But
I think men is in the fall. I believe women's is in the spring, but I'm not totally sure on that.
But, I mean, I'll tell you what, man. Softball, obviously, they're like a powerhouse. They're going to be super fun to watch. But this baseball team, I feel like I see a highlight every fucking day of them hitting home runs. And they went back to back to back to back.
Four straight. Here's the
exciting
Matt Fry
thing, just hit a 420-foot home run to right field. Just fucking roped it.
Unreal.
I mean, I think he's had like home runs in two or three straight games. That guy's on a hot streak, man.
Like, if you're the pitcher on the other team, what do? You just give up four home runs.
Four straight. I'm like, I'm at that point. I'm just either go and just try and walk people, or you're like, all right, all I got to do is I'm trying to throw a strike here. And
this has happened to me before. It was freshman year, freshman baseball at Pioneer. And that's when Miller was still playing baseball and he was catching and we were playing Bedford. Uh-huh. And they just got these fucking country, thick farm boys on their team.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was back to back to back home runs they hit off me. And our coach at the time, Coach Moffitt, fucking dude cracks me up. But he asked Miller, he's like, dude, what are you calling? Like, you gotta change up the pitches. He's like, dude, they hit one off a fastball, one off a changeup, and one off a curveball. What do you want me to do? And I'm just like, at that point, I'm like, I just hope I throw a strike and they swing and miss, like it's not a great feeling. I'll tell you that.
No, I wasn't a pitcher, but I have been the catcher there. I've been Miller, and it's like, bro, what do you want me to do here?
I
literally will just start going like fastball straight down the pipe and just calling that like, hey, man, like, let's just hope they hit it straight to somebody.
Right, yeah.
Even if it's 378 feet, if it stops at the warning track, it's an out.
Yeah, hey, I'll take it. Stays in the ballpark. That's okay with me.
Yeah, I'm glad it was our guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
The only thing is it is a very exciting game. They hit four straight and then gave up like seven runs in the next inning or something like that.
I was like, what the fuck happened?
It was like 13 to 7 the immediate next inning.
Hockey just win, Kalen?
5-3 now.
Oh shit.
Are they going no,
there's about 3.5 minutes left. It was 4-3, but Quinnipiac went with a sixth man on the ice. So they had an empty net.
Their goalie.
Yeah, and we just went and scored on
it. Look at you talking hockey.
Yeah, check that out.
Line? So it was what line 4-3? Scored?
What's that?
It was 4-3 because we just scored.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, it was 4-3. Like all of a sudden, I turned the game on. It was 4-0. And then just through the course of us talking 30 minutes here, it became 4-3.
Wow. How about scoring on an empty net to possibly put your team in there? Love it.
Fucking love it.
Love it. We got to talk about the softball team. What can we do? They're on a cold streak right now. Three losses this past week.
Are they?
Yeah, they dropped one to Miami of Ohio in the midweek. Mm. And then they were supposed to have three this weekend. The third one got canceled, but they lost twice to Nebraska on Friday night.
Oh shit!
So, I mean, we can probably go talk to them. I guess like pep talk. You think positive vibe moment? Maybe they're very negative. Maybe they've been listening to me.
Yeah, unfortunately, they may be that could be true. Yeah, maybe I don't know. Maybe it's try to do a team shotgun. Keg stands before the game. Like loosen up.
I like that.
I always play better when I do beer league softball when I'm a little bit drunk. So,
True.
I don't know how that would equate to like competitive softball, but I would assume it, if you're in a cold streak, try anything.
Try anything.
Yeah.
Do we think that like Jacqueline's playing bad music?
I can't say that because she's always been a great DJ from what I've seen.
True.
So that would be, I don't think that could be the case, but it could. Maybe she's on a cold streak.
Maybe she's got it. What always gets me out of the cold streak and when I've got the aux cord, pump it up.
It's true.
Always classic.
What's actually did play pump it up when they tied up with Northwestern 7-7.
Oh, I
remember that. Heard that on TV.
Like that a lot. If you've got the aux cord, at a party, at a function, at something. Yeah. Do you have like a go-to song that you're like, this is a hit no matter what, and people will love it?
So I actually just found a new song. Hold on. Let me play a little bit of it. But I found it on like Instagram Reels. Can you hear it? Can I be honest? I still want your hands up on my body. You still make my heart beat fast. Ferrari with me in the wave, but in the morning. Do you still want me? Hold on. Can I be honest? I still want your hands up on my body. I don't know. That's pretty fucking bangs, dude. When the beat drops, it's just like, hold on. Try to keep talking until it drops.
But also, here's the thing, is that nobody knows that song. That's not going to hit at a party.
That's what it is. People are like, oh, shit, what's this? Like, oh, shit, what's this? And then they're like, oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, I feel it now, huh?
That's a tailgate right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I'm talking about taking back to sophomore year, going to Skeeps. That comes on. Oh, shit. I'm about to get me another pitcher of beer for $2.
You know what? I was at Cirque last night, and
– why would you go back there?
Long story. Somebody
$10 beer.
Yeah. I'm addicted to $8 Bud Lights.
You just have like a Napoleon complex. You got to go in there and show people you can spend stupid amounts of money on booze.
I went back to be like, did they fix these prices? They must have been wrong. This can't possibly. We're in Ann Arbor. We are not in Nashville or Las Vegas.
Oh, like,
what's
man.
Happening? No, the real story was somebody puked at Pretzel Bell, so we had to go to Cirque.
I thought you guys were going to Heidelberg.
Well, yeah, that was the problem. You go for a boot at Heidelberg, it doesn't end well. Then you go sit in the bottom in the basement of Pretzel, watching people play ping pong back and forth, and you get the spins come, and all of a sudden you're.
Was it you? Did you?
It was not me.
Was it the birthday boy?
It was. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Or last whatever it was.
Yeah.
That guy. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, you know, not making it into the bathroom and causing a scene at Pretzel Bell.
Hey, you know, not to name people or anything, but there was a guy that used to be on this podcast, and you know, we went out to Rick's for his birthday one time, and you know, another member that is on the show right now, you know, may have been with me, and we may have witnessed him, you know, puke into his shirt. And we may have gone up to a bouncer and be like, hey, some random dude just like threw up on the dance floor. I don't know if you guys want to clean that up or not. And, you know, and then we had a good time after. So, but yeah, I've been a part of one of those situations.
We definitely just like acted like it wasn't any of us. And we just dipped immediately. So
you didn't even tell anybody?
Well, there were people already on the scene.
All right. Yeah. And yeah, you're straight. You can dip.
Yeah. Everybody knows that, you know, if you're in the group, your job is to go, who did this?
Exactly.
And act like you have no clue.
Exactly. It's like that from Superbad when he's in the liquor store. He like drops it. Sir, did you do this? No, you should really like get somebody to clean this up.
Oh, man. Was that Fogle life. Or Jonah Hill?
That was McLovin, yeah.
McLovin.
Okay.
Yeah, and the liquor store employee just goes, fuck my life, and cracks one of the beers and starts chugging.
Oh, man.
That was such a classic movie. Oh,
dude,
my God.
Dude, fucking Superbad, Step Brothers.
Hangover.
Hangover, Role Models, Role Models.
Oh, Role Models.
Awesome one.
Yeah. I love Role Models.
That's like a slept on one. I don't feel like it's talked about as much as a Superbad does.
That's one of those
Stifler
rare ones.
And Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
It's one of those rare ones where Paul Rudd's being an asshole. I feel like every movie is such a nice
That's
guy.
That's true. He's usually the good guy.
I just love that they LARP in the end.
Oh, it's incredible.
Shit's fire. We should LARP. We should do a LARP tailgate.
That would bring out the people.
It would be fucking incredible.
Do you guys ever wonder? I'm always wondering when I'm watching a movie like Role Models, where there's a kid just saying incredibly inappropriate things. I'm like, what is this kid like? How do they tell that kid to say that? Like, how does that go? And how does this kid live from now on? Is he just like a potty mouth forever? Or what happens there?
That is wild. You know, I do kind of think about that sometimes. I'm like, so they're telling this kid who's acting like they're literally, we're watching them take away his innocence. Yeah. You know,
it's even better than that though. Right. Cause like you're on a set, and the director isn't like sitting right next to you. He's sitting way back here where he can watch in a monitor. And then he's got a megaphone. So he's going, yeah, say, you know, blah, yeah, say, you know, what does he say? Sometimes I call myself the booby master or some shit like that. Right. And he's like, you know
the saddest part about that is these kids' parents are just like, selling the fucking innocence of their child for like
literally like
they just don't give a fuck.
Oh my
God. tell them to say bitch, you know, that's fine.
Oh yeah.
Wire me that $12.
You know? So Timmy, we got you a new job. You're gonna do this. Oh cool. What is, am I on Barney? Am I on like Blue's Clues? No, you're gonna say fuck on Role Models.
Yeah, you're in the new American Pie.
Oh my God. Oh man. That's good.
That was a good tangent. That was a good tangent. I have no idea how we got there.
But it was fun.
I liked that one.
Yes. Anyways, Role Models is slept on.
Yeah. Very slept on. Yes. Very slept on. So, all right, hockey team. I don't know these hockey like these players like on a personal basis. Like I haven't seen them in interviews as much. I hope they're just shit talkers because they're so good. They should be. I know that ended up being a closer game than we thought it was going to, but like they can score. Luke Hughes can literally just skate in between people whenever he wants.
There's so many talented guys. What was it? It was four of like the top five draft picks in the NHL were on Michigan's team last year, and like three of them returned or something like that.
Yeah, it's fucking
like crazy. It's stupid. And you look at all these, like when the Olympics are going on, half their team's gone because they're on the fucking Olympic team.
And like, they also still went like 5-0,
right?
Like good teams,
right?
Well, I was telling Kalen before you hopped on too. When they were up 4-0, three of the four goals were by their fourth line. And that's if you don't know about line changes and shifts in hockey, that means it's their fourth best player basically at each position, and they get the least minutes out of anybody on the team that actually get in, and they still were scoring like at will.
So that's what I don't know, and I was kind of thinking about too. Do they try to like even out the lines so it's not like, you know, all first string, all second string, all third string, all fourth string? I feel like it would have to be evened out a little bit.
I think a little bit they do, yeah. But I don't think as much as you're thinking. But I think it's more so, shifts are only 45 seconds, which is crazy to me too, that like they get on and off that quickly. But like, I think what they'll do is like they'll have the first first line and second line. They'll, for every line that like the fourth line gets, they get two or three or something like that. They just get more shifts. So that fourth line is only on there like a couple times a game when the first couple lines need a breather.
I think it's interesting.
I'll take your word for it. I'm assuming you're wrong, but I'll take your word for it.
That's okay.
I think it's interesting too in hockey, and we were talking about this earlier, that the schools that are good are like schools I've never heard of, right? Like
Michigan Tech.
They're like going to play
University of North Dakota.
University of Denver in this next game in the Frozen Four. Like what?
I mean, even who they're playing right now, Quinnipiac. Like,
yeah,
just go straight into. Is that in Canada? I can only assume it's in Canada.
I mean, you could tell me it's in Brazil, and I'd be like, okay. I have no clue. Except I don't think there's any hockey below the equator, so that's why we hear a lot of these teams too. It's all like snowy state. It's all like teams from Minnesota or North Dakota.
They're in Connecticut. What the fuck?
Or Northeast. Yep, because you got like Boston and those teams out there.
Boston, I was for sure that they were in like Ontario.
Well, they wouldn't be in Canada, right? They wouldn't. There's not really like a cross country.
Yeah, I know, I think you're right there. I feel like hockey's weird enough that like that would be the sport that it happened.
Good point.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah, like honestly, the craziest thing was that Western Michigan played in the Elite Eight game right before Michigan.
Western's like, very good hockey team.
They're
too.
Very good, but it's just like these small schools all up in the north and Northeast Midwest. It's crazy, but yeah. I kind of love hockey because of that too. Though it's just like so random,
dude. We gotta start watching more hockey and land hockey. I'm gonna be a Michigan land hockey guy.
I feel like here's the problem with you saying land hockey. There's an actual sport called field hockey that is land hockey.
Well, that's why I differentiated it. It's called land hockey.
Aren't the rules of ice hockey the same as the rules of soccer, just on ice?
That's what I get with offsides and stuff in the blue line.
Blue line, yep.
Yeah. So the difference between soccer and hockey, like soccer is the hockey version of land hockey. Okay. This might get confusing, but stay with me.
Soccer.
You know,
say it again.
So like soccer is like the hockey of land sports. Okay. Was that a little bit smoother?
There you go.
Like low scoring games, typically very rare high scoring games, whatever. Now land hockey, not to be confused with soccer or field hockey, also known as lacrosse. I think of that as more like land hockey because it's a little bit more physical, right? Like it's a little more like hockey. It's a little more physical. But it might even be better than hockey because of all the scoring. You know, it's a little bit more exciting. So I don't know. I got to start watching. I've never seen a men's lacrosse game, so I kind of have to go to a men's lacrosse
game. Men's lacrosse is fun. They do drill each other.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I love in hockey. Like, when Heather and I were in Grand Rapids and we went to the Griffins game, you know, we saw the Griffins won. We saw a couple goals, saw a couple fights, saw some people get laid out, you know, hit all the check marks. So if that's what's happening in lacrosse, then I'm down. I'm in for it.
I just need to like clip that segment of whatever you just said before that.
Land hockey.
I felt like I had Snoop Dogg or something. Like, I don't know.
That was like a deep web YouTube, like, rabbit hole or something where it's just like the guys are not making sense whatsoever, but you're like,
I'm gonna revive the Blue by 90 YouTube channel and just start a series about land hockey.
You need like a whiteboard, right? So land hockey is
got strings and fucking shit flying all over the basement connecting the dots.
Oh my god.
So what if you use a lacrosse stick on the ice?
See, it's a whole nother level. Then it becomes I don't know, ice lacrosse.
It's like Inception hockey.
Yeah,
dude, that would be kind of lit though, because I mean the ball would just ice be soccer 100 miles an hour. Like they'd be whipping it. Think about it, skipping.
Well, that's what they do. Some of these guys can.
Oh, I know they do now, but it's elite.
Are we going back to the 1940s?
Polo?
You said they do now. I don't know what you're comparing it to. Because you're old.
What?
I make myself laugh. I thought it was funny. I make myself laugh. Good. Anyway, go ahead.
You drilled that. That one hurt deep.
Stuck the landing there.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, if they whip a lacrosse ball, like, off the ice, it's just going to speed up, honestly.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. This has gone off the rails so far.
It's okay.
So far.
Unless we have anything good to talk about.
No, I don't really have anything good. Michigan's in the Frozen Four in the Elite Eight. So this is coming out Monday morning. Michigan women's basketball plays at 8 p.m. or sorry, 9 p.m. on Monday night. So that'll be a fun
9
fun
p.m. atmosphere. Eastern time or Central time?
I believe it's Eastern time. I think it's 8 Central.
8 Central. Deal.
That's the issue. Yeah, just one more midweek 9 p.m. game for us basketball fans here, just right to the gut. And then I don't know when hockey plays now. When's the Frozen Four? Next weekend, I can only assume.
I think it's April 7th is what they just said.
What? Holy shit.
That's wild.
Very possible. I was looking at the wrong thing.
No, yeah. Wow, 2 weeks off. Huh. Man, I guess it's like college football playoff.
4-9 is the championship. 4-7 is their next game.
Yeah, wow. So 2 weeks.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. So,
where's all it right, at? Well, where they play it at?
Boston.
Boston.
Oh, shit.
Boston.
Never been to Boston.
So they got Denver. It's all ones and two seeds, 3-1 seeds and 1-2 seed in the championship here in the Frozen Four. So
wow,
kind of wild. Louisville is going to be a tall task with these girls. I'll tell you that. But if there was ever a team to live up to it, that'd be awesome if they could. So
that's right.
I'd love for that to happen. And then more baseball, softball, land hockey, field hockey, lacrosse, all coming at you too. Also the spring game. So we'll have some content coming out this next week about the spring game. We also Wings game, the Red Wings game, April 5th, I believe. So
a week from tomorrow, right?
Yep. So not this week, but next week. But if you want to come to the Wings game with us, just go to the link in our bio on our Instagram, and you can buy those tickets there and come with us. That'll be a good time. And then, like I said, we've got some big things coming out this week for with some football guys and some new athletes, some breaking news for you. So that'll be exciting. We've got a lot coming at you here. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Go Blue.
Go Blue.